James Carlton joins me now. And James, what's in the papers this morning?
Well, more budget summaries and the Financial Review. Hockey, we will tax less, suggesting the overall tax burden will be lower after tonight's budget. We have Canberra, the news from the Canberra Times, ACT braces for Black Tuesday, public service cuts, the Melbourne Age, pain for voters and the Liberals, the Sydney Morning Herald, bracing for pain, the baby boomer bonus, the West Australian government will give employers $10,000 if they hire and keep workers over 50, it's in the Daily Telegraph as well, silver lining, firms to be given 10 grand to hire over 50s. Other spend, fast track for Adelaide, both ends of the South Road upgrade to be finished by 2018 as budget cash locked in. There's also the Union Royal Commission findings. Blewett claims corrupt money went to future PM union boss. Pictures of Julia Gillard front page, Bagman slush fund paid for Gillard renovations. That's the Daily Telegraph as well. Bricks and Rorter, Gillard's ex snaps as Renault inquiry heats up. Bruce Wilson attacks the News Limited photographer. Looking at the markets, we have 0.4-0.5% growth in London and Paris. The DAX up 1.3%. And in America, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.7%. The S&P 500 up 1%. And the NASDAQ 1.8%. Positive market growth both sides of the Atlantic.
Thanks very much,